Well, all right. Good morning, everybody. Scott here with you in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. And this news update is going to be brought to you by Mauer Electric of Bad Axe. For all your electrical needs, make it Mauer Electric of Bad Axe. At approximately 8 p.m. on Saturday, the Harbor Beach Fire Department responded to a report of a sailboat lying on its side in Lake Huron off in the distance. Upon arriving at the scene, responders determined that the vessel was participating in the Bayview Mackinac race, was not in distress. Officials determined the vessel's pronounced angle was the result of strong winds and normal sailing maneuvers, causing it to heel significantly while under sail. No emergency assistance was required, and the sailboat continued safely on its course. Emergency responders in Huron County safely rescued seven juveniles Saturday afternoon after they became stranded on Lake Huron near Wagner Park in Harbor Beach. The Harbor Beach Fire Department, Sherman Township Fire Department, and East Huron EMS were dispatched shortly after 2:10 p.m., following reports that several juveniles had overturned while using kayaks and paddleboards. Initial information indicated six people needed help, but crews ultimately located and rescued seven individuals who had gathered together on a single paddleboard approximately a mile and a half offshore. Rescue crews spent about 30 minutes searching for and bringing everyone safely back to land. Officials also recovered the group's kayaks and paddleboards, which had drifted to roughly 2.5 miles offshore. No injuries were reported, although one juvenile was evaluated by EMS after experiencing a blood sugar-related medical issue. The rescue happened while a beach hazards statement remained in effect for the Lake Huron shoreline, where strong currents and hazardous wave conditions had prompted officials to urge people to stay out of the water. The Huron County Sheriff's Office responded to a single vehicle crash last week Thursday at approximately 5:47 p.m. on Owendale Road, about a quarter mile north of McAlpine Road in Brookfield Township. According to the crash report, a 2011 silver Chevy Silverado was traveling north when a driver reported a deer entered the roadway. The driver swerved to avoid the animal, causing the pickup to leave the east side of the road and enter a ditch. The vehicle then crossed back over the roadway, entered the west side ditch, and struck the ditch with its front end before coming stuck. The pickup sustained disabling damage to the right side and front center. No injuries were reported, and the crash remains listed as a single vehicle incident involving an attempt to avoid wildlife. We'll be right back.
Are you ready for the next power outage? Have you had your generator service recently? Can't remember, huh? Well, a generator is only good if it starts right up and runs properly when the power goes out. Even if you haven't used it recently, it needs periodic inspection and service. Mauer Electric of Bad Axe services most brands of generators.
This is Nikki Melnick. Mauer Electric is an authorized Generac sales, service, and warranty dealer, and we service most other makes and models. Call Mauer Electric in Bad Axe, 989-269-8171, 989-269-8171.
Write that number down, 269-8171.
The Caseville Police Department Chief Deborah Hopkins Lung issued a special notice to dog owners. The Caseville Cemetery will no longer allow dogs to be walked in the cemetery due to the owners not cleaning up after their dog has defecated. The city, the township, and St. Roach's Church are each in agreement about this decision. And State Representative Greg Alexander is inviting residents across Michigan's 98th House District to attend a series of public office hours later this month. The Carsonville lawmaker says the informal sessions will give constituents an opportunity to ask questions, discuss state issues, and hear an update on the recently finalized state budget along with other legislative priorities. Alexander will be at Marlette Township Hall on Monday, July 27th from 9 to 10 a.m. Additional office hours are scheduled for Friday, July 31st from 9 to 10 a.m. at Huron County Memorial Airport in Bad Axe, followed by an 11 a.m. to noon session at the Sandusky Airport. No appointments are required. Residents who cannot attend but would like to still speak with the representative, Alexander, may contact his Lansing office by phone or email. And that's your Thumb Broadcasting News update for this hour, and it was brought to you by Maurer Electric of Bad Axe. For all your electrical needs, make it Maurer Electric of Bad Axe. And remember, you can get news stories just like these and even more news, information, and obituaries 24/7 online at thumbnet.net.